Hi, everyone. Mark Roberts here from Film Hustlers. Just want to thank everyone for listening into the show. We really appreciate it. Wanted to remind you that there's a bunch of shows on how to get a lawyer, how to get a good cast for your movie, how to get a good casting director, how to raise money. We kind of cover it all. So if you want to go back, check out some of those shows, I would definitely do it. Also, if you want to send them to your friends, anybody who's a filmmaker can benefit from some of the information that we have on all these programs. I also want to thank our sponsor, extrememusic.com. They really are the best in the biz. And if you need music for anything you're working on, any kind of content, whether it's a film or a TV show or a commercial or even an industrial, whatever you got, they have music for everything. Definitely check them out. Enjoy the show.
You want to do the intro, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Right. Dave, who's Dave?
Who's Dave?
We all have nicknames. Yeah. So he's Davey Dave. I'm Tootie.
Gilda Monster.
Yeah. Ice Robert, supposedly, sometimes.
And I'm Dre, but my real name is Andres.
Yeah. Dre?
Yeah.
Are you Latino?
Dr. Dre?
Yeah. Latinos can't have regular names.
We're all Mexican. Yeah. All right. That doesn't happen that often.
Hey, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? This is Film Hustlers. We are here with a special guest today. But listen, hey, Tootie, what's up, player?
What's up, player?
I'm really glad you didn't call him Rod.
You know, my mom hates this, right? Whenever this happens, my mom named me a name and nobody calls me by it, okay?
Because Tootie's a good name. Tootie's a good name.
Titties?
Tootie.
Oh, I thought you said titties.
Yeah, that one too.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Film Hustlers. We are, always hustling, always talking about independent film. Excited to have a guest on. We haven't had a guest on in a while, so it's kind of exciting.
I mean, had to listen to your ass.
Talking to people that can help the filmmakers out there.
Yes.
I don't know that we're doing anything to help anybody.
We're all hustling, right?
Yeah.
And so we all have something to bring through our hustle.
Yeah.
Because we've all, like we were talking about before this, Davey Dave, trying to find him a spot in the production coming up, Christmas movie, right? But we've all gone through trials and tribulations, like you were saying, like when we did Beautiful Darkness, Davey Dave... You called me and you said, dude, fucking Davey Dave is not going to get the permits. I could tell you right now. We're going to have to figure out a new location.
Sorry, Davey. You're hearing this for the first time. I'm sorry.
This is the third time I've heard this.
Third time. But what happened? Davey Dave was stressed out because I called him. Hey, dude, how's it look? Ah, the guy's not calling me back. You got to go down. Remember, you had to go down. Long story short, he made it happen. He did it. So that's an experience that Davey Dave did. And we talked about it on the show, right?
Well, yeah.
You just have more experiences because you've been in the business since 1901.
Yeah.
And well, so you were back in the silent field. You knew Rudolph Valentino. He was your homie.
Before we introduce our guest, I do want to say, if you listen to the show, if you like any of the episodes, send them to a friend. Give us a shout on Instagram.
Subscribe.
And let people know about the show. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We want to get as many people helped out in the indie world as possible. But what we were talking about before we got on air is we all work on movies together.
Right.
We do a movie or two a year together with Mario Lopez. And it's fun because part of the reason we got into the business is to work with your friends. You know, we work together, we have a good time working together, but sometimes the delineation of positions aren't clear.
Right.
True. Because we're all a bunch of foos hanging on a movie set, right? So
mine's pretty clear.
We're working on a movie set. You guys take producer type roles, but you don't get credited for them. And then we move on to the next movie and we do it all over again, right? where we're all like the jack of all trades.
Right.
But I think it's important that at some point, if you're doing the same thing with your friends, that you sit down and you go like, you know what, on the next movie, I want an actual job, an actual position. I want to keep growing as a producer.
Yeah.
Or if you want to work in the camera department, or if you want to work the line, like actually take a position that matters, because at the end of the day, you're going to continue to use your friends in the way you use your friends, and they're not going to move up because you think that everyone just wants to hang out, and it's not true. David, you want to move up, right?
Of course.
Well, there are friends that just want to hang out. We know those guys who come around, and that's all they want to do. But Davey Dave doesn't want to do that. Davey Dave, and he deserves more than that because he's proven himself. Now we just you have to find him a spot.
I don't have to find him a spot. We have to work together to figure out what you want to do,
right?
And then we have to like put our foot down about that you get a position, and this is what you're going to do, and this is how we're going to move you forward. And I think that is a valid thing to talk about. And I think that if you don't talk about it, you just kind of get upset and get left behind, and then you leave a show all upset and you lose all your friends.
No, that's
because
true.
It's true,
right?
You get all angry,
start fighting with each other, and then that's it.
But we'll get back to this on other shows, and I think we should talk about it. But definitely, you got to eventually, you have to step up, say you want a position, say you want a certain amount of money, and if that, if they don't value you in that way, then you know that you can start looking elsewhere.
Does this mean Dave and I aren't sharing a room anymore?
It's very possible. Yeah,
you get your own room, player.
Yeah.
Moving on up.
See, at the very least, you should get your own room.
Yes, at least. But I was the homie who said you could sleep in my room.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone's like, oh, I'm, you can't. I go, you know what, David can crash with me. You can crash in my room. And but, then 5 years later, you're still in my room. Yeah, it's supposed to be that one time.
Four movies later.
But look, stand up for yourself. If you have an opportunity working with people, you should figure out what you want to do and then get put in that division and know it's going to be hard.
Yep.
But at least you're not – one of the things you don't want to say is, what do you want me to do?
Right.
Where do I fit? Where can you put me? Because then I'll just say, like, well, you just hang out and help us out with what you can, but that's not a job. But part of what we do here, too, is we talk about making films and how the different, like, cameras and editing equipment and people.
Honey wagons
and things that you need to make movies. And we have a really cool guest here. We've never had a guest like this before. This is the first time.
In this capacity. No.
In this capacity. Yeah, so sure. Give him an intro.
So we are here with Dre. Dre is from Quixote Studios. He's the senior director there. Going on 5 years, right?
5 years.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Thanks for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
bringing the traffic.
Awesome to have you, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, Quixote has been around for a long time. It's off the 5 Freeway. I've been seeing it my whole career.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've used you guys. I don't think I have. But what does Quixote do? How did it get started?
Quixote got started in 1992. Michael Elliott was the founder of Quixote Studios. So the story that I know is he bought a motorhome. He outfitted to be a production motorhome. He drove it around from production office to production office and getting all the producers to come out and hang out and check it out. Then it became three, then started to grow. So it started as a transportation business and then it continued to grow. To production supplies, to lighting and grip equipment, to stages. I believe the first stage that they opened was in West Hollywood, which is still around. It's four stages that mainly is still photography and small commercials. Like the largest is probably 4,000 square feet. Then it grew to Griffith Park, which is the one off the 5 Freeway.
Yeah.
And then it continued to expand in the past 3-4 years. It just continued to grow. So now Quixote is 6 campuses big and now is actually bought by Hudson Pacific Properties as of September of last year. So Hudson Pacific also owns Sunset Studios. So it's now one company altogether.
Yeah, and Sunset Gower, right?
Sunset Gower, yeah. Sunset Las Palmas,
wow. Sunset Bronson. So Sunset Gower is right there where KTLA is.
That's Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix is there too. You guys are all bunched in. So Quixote does transportation and sound stages and all that stuff. Do you guys rent equipment?
We do. So we provide 7 services altogether aside from the stages. So we do lighting and grip equipment, production supplies, photo equipment, communication equipment, which is walkies and Wi-Fis and all that. And then we started a new department called Location Services, which is the team of a group of guys that go out and set up all the production stuff for you. And then they go wrap it up.
Oh, wow.
So, and then we do all the trailers, gas trailers, trucks, transportation. We have approximately about 1,500 gas trailers, motorhomes all together.
That's cool. Yeah. And just to give you an idea, like when you do a movie and you negotiate with your actors, actors will come back and say like, oh, we want a single room, single banger. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, something
like that. And then sometimes they'll be like, oh, no, we can't do that. So they'll be, okay, well, we want our own room in a double banger. And a double banger is basically a motorhome that has 2 separate rooms with 2 bathrooms, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all kinds of different things that you negotiate, and then you have to call Quixote and be like, hey, can I get, you know, 3 double bangers because I have all these actors and they all need their own room. Or you have a star who needs his own thing with a gym connect. I've seen, like, The Rock has one that has, like, his dressing room and a gym connected.
Come on.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah, a lot of them get personalized to the cast. So
do you guys do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we built our trailers from the ground up, so a lot of them get modified to the request of the client.
And do you get to keep them?
Yeah, well, we keep them, and every time they go on a show, they're like, hey, my trailer's at Quixote.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So nice. They have, some of them have massage chairs, really expensive massage chairs and stuff like that.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Well, Quixote is cool. Like, so you can literally go make a deal there. If you're on a budget where you're like, oh, I'm going to take all of this money from this from these departments and make a deal with Quixote, would you guys make
Absolutely.
Deals like that?
Yeah, actually,
lighting, grips,
everything but camera and dolly.
Yeah, so you make a deal for all that stuff with you, and then you can negotiate and maybe help a budget out.
Yeah,
look at that, Roberts. We just figured it all out because we can go over to your boy over at. Who directed
Otto
the
Nemitz.
And you can get your camera there,
lenses
there, and then you can go see Dre and get everything else. So that's you great. Can actually go off of our show and have everything taken care of, minus your actors and
Yeah, that's true. One really cool thing about when I was an indie, I used to not think that was possible, right? Especially now, Quixote is kind of big. You know, before you guys were really an indie thing, but now you guys are supplying to everybody. But there is an open door there for indies. I would imagine if someone's doing a movie and they're trying to consolidate all of their gear and all of their stuff in one plane. I really did find that important to me as a producer.
Yeah.
You know, I used to come here to Universal and with Terry Farley, I'd be like, I want to do the lighting. I want to do the wardrobe. I want to do the trucks. I want to do the soundstage. I did everything here at Universal, and you'd think they wouldn't work with you, but they actually did. Wow. They were like, let me see your budget. You open up the budget, and they're like, well, give me this much, and this much, and keep the rest for your movie.
Yeah.
And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But that's what I like about what you guys do. You guys clearly are able to help a production stay within their parameters if they've got a good chunky budget, but you know, all of us in film need to move money around, so it's good to be able to make these kinds of deals with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely will work with independents, no matter the size of the show. You know, just come to us, tell us, hey, look, I got the show, this is my budget, let's figure it out.
That's so important, man. I'm not kidding. Like,
no,
that's some killer news right there, you know, because I used to think it was impossible, right? And then I set that meeting here and I walked in and it happened, you know. They were very helpful and say, like, you know, it's off season or you end up with a lot of stuff, you know, stuff that came in from another show and you can make deals on it. So that's good to know.
Can I ask a question real quick? You were at the Chicano Hollywood Elevate Conference there. You were supplying the conference with what exactly? I saw all your stuff there, from lights to...
Yeah, we dressed up the green room. We did the lighting. We did all the pipe and drapes for the booths for the vendors that were there. We did a cool gobo for Chicano Hollywood that we threw on the wall.
Yeah, that was kind of tight.
Yeah, we customized that for him. Just miscellaneous stuff. The bathroom trailer that was outside.
That's right.
Things like that. Anything they needed, we were able to help them out, you know. So, yeah.
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Chicano Hollywood did a great Elevate conference, and hopefully they do it again next year. I mean, clearly a lot of people went. Eddie Olmos was there.
Emilio.
Emilio Rivera was there.
Yeah. Luis Guzman. Yeah.
Luis Guzman was there. A lot of cool people. So.
Davey Dave, you hosted it, right?
I sure did.
Dang, look at that. Film hustler always hustling, Davey Dave.
Yeah, what's going to happen when you're producing on our movie and then you got to go do some other stuff, right? It's not going to work out.
Priorities.
Figure it out.
So in addition, it's good to see that Quixote is part of the community, right? The Latino community doing our stuff. I mean, just to point out, we're all Mexican here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why you look at me? Like?
I was specifically looking at you because you're a light-skinned Mexican.
I look Jewish.
No, Jewish. Actually, you don't look Mexican either.
No.
What does a Mexican look like? See, that's completely
that's
racist.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. Have you always been on the management side of things, or were you ever involved in filmmaking?
I did a little bit of filmmaking, but it's mainly commercial. I mean, music videos, I mean. That's what I did, and the very small stuff, just to help out friends, you know, to get their song out there on YouTube and stuff like that, but nothing major. There's a couple projects that I, you know, were possibly working on with others, but, you know, I'm just dealing with my career, and just that's what I stick to, you know, mainly.
Yeah.
You know, as a focus.
It's hard, man. You can't be married in rock and roll.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Jeez.
Figure it out.
You know what, Robert? He likes to tell me that because he'll call me and say, hey, we got to go. He'll have something to do. And I go, I can't. I got soccer practice because I have kids. What is it?
Be married in rock and roll.
Yeah, come on, knock
that's
it off.
That's an Elvis line.
His kids are old. They're like in college and out in high school. And, yeah. And it's just him and his wife. He wants to rock and roll all the time. Of course you do. I got little kids. Knock it off. It and was, you can't rock and roll in high school. Or what is this saying again?
You can't rock and roll and be married.
Yes.
No, you can't.
I'm rocking and rolling and married.
I think you can eventually, but you have to have a pretty decent career.
What a dick! Another backhanded slap again. You see that, David Dave?
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Are you guys in different states? Is there other stages in different cities?
Yeah, so here in LA, we have 9 campuses altogether. 9 campuses, one in NOLA, New Orleans, that we have. So we have a total, combined with Sunset and Quixote, 59 stages here in the States right now. 7 more being built. It's a studio called Sunset Glen Oaks right there off in the valley off of Glen Oaks. That should be, that's actually getting built right now, and it should be ready mid-2024.
Wow.
Then we also have a big project in New York, in Manhattan, right on the Hudson River. It's called Pier 94. That's going to be 6 stages, and that should be opening about 2025. And then the largest project right now is in the UK. So that's getting built, 21 stages in the UK. So total combined by 2025 will be 93 stages deep.
Wow.
Global, too. Globally. You guys are global, Quixote.
That's a trip. That's great. That's huge growth.
Yeah. That's huge. Yeah.
Right? From one guy in one
motorhome in 1992 yeah. cruising around to so now,
yeah.
I mean that's a massive UFO.
Yeah, like so American now you know when order. We took go when we got you know bought by Hudson, it just got bigger, right? Yeah. We were already big, but it just got massive, right? They own Sios, the Star Wagon, and
yeah.
all those companies all combined into one is massive.
What was the guy's name again who started?
Michael Elliott. He was the founder of the Quixote Studios.
Is Michael still around?
He's probably somewhere in the island somewhere.
he's collecting. Right? He's counting his money. Yeah, that's what Michael's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Good for Michael.
You know how sometimes like Netflix takes over a bunch of stages and they take over? Do you guys work with any particular studio more than another?
No, anybody. I mean, Netflix is one of my biggest tenants here in Hollywood, but anybody, you know, we're tour different networks. They come over and some of them will book it for years in advance. You know, like ABC has our Griffith Park stage studio booked forever. You know, what Criminal Minds been there for 13 years now.
Jeez.
So they're still there. So they continue to renew. So it doesn't matter. I mean, anybody comes to us and they want to book the whole place, good for us. You know, we want to continue doing that.
What's the future for Quixote? Like, what's besides all the stuff you're building, the UK and in New York and Manhattan and all that? Is there a more set plan for the future for you guys, or is that right now the short term?
That's the plan as of now.
Yeah,
that's as far as I can see. You know, 2025. I heard we will hit 100 stages at some point. But as of right now, that's all we're looking at.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. I mean, Quixote, like I said, it's been sort of in my vision since I started producing, which was, I guess, in 1996. So you guys were definitely doing it when I was first starting. So it's kind of cool to see how well you guys have done and how much you've grown. I mean, it really is the American dream, if you think about it. I mean, we talk a lot about people making it from nowhere, you know, Tom Cruise not having any money to becoming one of our finest filmmakers, biggest star in the world. And you guys starting with, you know, one motorhome and now having, you know, potentially 100 stages in the next 5 years. That's remarkable, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But you know what, Roberts, to your point right there, and what our show's about is not being stopped. So I forget his name again. What's who started Quixote?
Miller.
Is it Miller? Is that his name? Yeah, he wasn't.
What's his name?
No, Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Michael. Hmm. Michael. Michael Miller? No, Michael Elliott.
Michael Elliott started Quixote. Yeah.
Maybe Dave. He would not be stopped. You know what I'm saying? Like, he started with that motorhome, then he got 2, then he got 3, and he kept pushing, right? And I'm sure somewhere along the way, somebody told him, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. Go get a, you know, regular job or whatever. But he was determined, right? Just like here on Film Hustlers, making films. We're determined to keep moving. And so was Michael. Now look at him. You know what I mean? Like, 100 stages.
I mean, I think there was probably a little, like, oh, that's little bit of luck. A little bit of luck.
Of course, there's always luck involved in that. There's luck involved if there's hard. If you work your ass off and you put in the work and you put in the time, people are going to say, oh, he's lucky. No, he's not really lucky because he put in the work and he put in the time. There might be certain things that come along that route that help you out that people could say, oh, well, that was luck. Maybe. Maybe not. He was determined to do it. And now look at him. He's in the Bahamas counting checks.
You know? Dre, good for him. As a senior director there, what's your role? I mean, in regards to, like, how in-depth in the productions do you get?
Negotiations. So... So I oversee three divisions for Quixote Sunset, one of them being the lighting and grip, the other one being the studio store, and the third being the photo division. So we do all the still photography product and all that stuff. And every show that comes into our studio lot, I oversee the negotiations of the equipment and all the services that pertain to what I oversee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there like a space that you guys say, hey, we want to shoot something in Kentucky. Is there someone say, hey, I can direct you to, you know, our companies out there, our brother or sister companies out there, or someone we work with?
We have a really good relationship with a lot of the folks across the country and even across the globe. You know, we do business with them and they send us business and back and forth. So, yeah, we could definitely, if we have a partner there, we could definitely, you know, turn you in and introduce you.
Got it.
Nice. Yeah, that's something to know, because I guess in some cases, if we are shooting in Kentucky, we could just pick up the stuff here, right, and take it with us.
Yeah, a lot of that happens too. So you know, a lot of times they want to make sure you have a brick and mortar there just to get the incentive. So sometimes, you know, but sometimes it doesn't matter. So
oh yeah, you're right. So yeah, yeah, so if it's, so yeah, if you're doing tax credits,
yeah,
in different states, you might not get the tax credit, yeah, if you, yeah, bring it from another state. Right. That's interesting. That's true. Because, right, the whole point of the tax credit is to make sure that you're bringing business to that state. So that makes sense. But maybe work with somebody that, some vendor that, some you local, guys know.
Yeah, yeah.
So exactly, that they can still make the deal.
So, Dre, do you guys have everything right there except for the one thing that I see? Are you familiar with extrememusic.com?
No,
Roberts. Whoa, we let him know about
this
it.
This is crazy.
This is,
man,
great for you to know, because you have everything else, and you're gonna need this. It's a great thing to have.
It's a filmmaker thing for us, because when we do our post production, you know, not always can everyone afford us a composer. So there's a company called ExtremeMusic.com that puts music composers in one place. They write music, they write scores, they use, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of songs, and they're all in one place. Russ Emanuel, similar to what you guys are, you built an empire, so did he. He put together this music library that eventually sold to Sony. But all of us, even the movie I'm doing at Netflix, it's one of Netflix's main libraries. You go there, you look for music, any kind of music, and when you need needle drop, or if in our case we did a movie called Beautiful Darkness that we couldn't afford to do a composer on, so we went to extrememusic.com, found all of our music, and licensed it there for a fraction of the cost. So it's a very important sort of library to our business and to a bunch of indies out there, in addition to big shows. Like I was saying, one of the songs they had on Sons of Anarchy made millions of dollars just by being a song that they featured, and now everyone licensed it and they put it in commercials and stuff, and yeah, what you can find it there on Extreme Music. But we just wanted to mention Extreme because, yeah, there are partners, cool, there are sponsors, yeah, and they take care of us, because we also use their, I use their music on all my movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was kind of random that I do. It wasn't that they sponsored us and I used them. I actually used them before they started sponsoring us, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But is there an Instagram or is there a website or anything?
Yeah, definitely.
Like
www.quixote.com. Sunset Studios as well. www.sunsetstudios.com. On Instagram as well. Quixote Studios. And Sunset is under Sunset Studios Global.
Awesome. Check them out, because that's a really great resource,
yes,
for all your needs, especially as it comes,
huge,
to lighting,
yeah,
grip trucks, grip and lighting equipment, production supplies, honey wagons, dressing rooms.
Pretty much everything you would need minus camera, right?
Exactly.
That's, I love it, the idea that, like, if we use The Rock on one of our Film Hustler movies and he needs a gym and he needs a gym in his motorhome, that, yeah, they'll, that they've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. But yeah, man, congratulations. It's an amazing story. I actually had no idea that Quijote had done so much and it had come from so little. So it's a remarkable Hollywood success story, and you guys are helping indies, you're helping huge movies, you're helping Netflix make their movies, and it's a really cool story. So thank you for being here and telling us all about it. You guys check out Quijote Studios if you need anything that they have, and for your production.
If you had no idea where to get it, now you know where to get it.
Now you know, man. See, I mean, I wish I would have known.
We're bringing knowledge, Roberts.
I think
we're dropping knowledge. We got Dre here.
Yeah.
Provide everything. We got your boy over at Auto. What is it?
Auto Nemens.
Yeah,
you can keep mentioning Dan Lopez over at Auto Nemens. That's nice.
Well, because the only thing they don't have is camera, and Dan has camera. Maybe so you guys should buy Auto Nemens.
What if they bought Auto Nemens?
Then they would be a one stop.
What if we created that potential sale there?
Ooh, I like it.
That'd be kind of nice, right?
Ooh. Got that kind of fazools? I don't have.
I don't
that
know.
Kind of
I don't have any fazools.
I don't have fazools.
I owe the fazools. You
That's
know
true.
That.
We both owe fazools.
But no, it's amazing. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks for educating our audience and us. I didn't know. Yeah. I haven't used Quijote. I think we
Going
should go
forward,
there next, right?
Yeah.
Go forward. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time on Film Hustlers.
There we go.
Thank you, Dre.
Appreciate
you, man.
Thanks, Dre.
Yeah, that was awesome.